Well, Wednesday was a busy day for local government, with the unveiling of the results from the first comprehensive area assessment and the Chancellor's pre-budget report. The PBR probably didn't tell us much we weren't already expecting, and the most interesting revelations seem to be the scale of the efficiency savings councils will have to make by 2012-13. There's been a bit of confusion over the exact figures. The figure that jumped out from the report was £550 million from more efficient waste services and, cryptically, reducing duplication between the different tiers of local government. I don't think these have been particularly comfortable times for district councils recently, and there's nothing in that description to bring any more comfort. But officials at the Department for Communities and Local Government were also claiming that another figure of £1.8 billion of savings from back-office functions and procurement were also unveiled on Wednesday. The only problem is they haven't been able to point out where that announcement was made. Rest assured that as soon as the details have been cleared up, they'll be posted on lgcplus.com, along with the highlights from the Institute for Fiscal Studies PBR briefing as well. Meanwhile, the CAA website spent most of Wednesday buckling under the strain of visitor traffic, something I'm sure the Audit Commission will be more than happy with. As we report today, the Commission is battling hard to sell the delights of the CAA to the Conservatives, and Chairman Michael O'Higgins clearly thinks it fits in well with their transparency agenda. Debate amongst local Tories differs, but my own take is that the One Place website has the potential to develop into something genuinely useful for households around the country.